AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Aaron Long is facing murder charges in Georgia. Eight people were shot and killed at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Andrew Weiss was a witness to one of the shootings.
Someone out of their mind and obviously not in the right state of mind and definitely no heart. I mean, I don't know how you would go in there or what kind of motive would drive you to do such a thing.
Most of the victims were Asian Americans. Police say they don't know yet if this was a hate crime. Captain Jay Baker with Cherokee County in Georgia says Long himself doesn't think it's a hate crime.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
President Biden called the shootings very troublesome. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence released a declassified intelligence report saying violent extremists motivated by political grievances and racial biases pose an elevated threat to the country. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell forecast the economy accelerating quickly this year, but there will be no change in interest rates.
The FOMC kept interest rates near zero and maintained our sizable asset purchases. These measures, along with our strong guidance on interest rates and on our balance sheet, will ensure that monetary policy will continue to deliver powerful support to the economy.
The Treasury Department says it sent out 90 million economic impact payments since President Biden signed his $1.9 trillion economic relief plan last week. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has used his first floor speech on Capitol Hill to blast a wave of Republican-backed measures that would make it harder to cast ballots in many states. Warnock is Georgia's first black senator. This is AP News. BMW is ramping up electric car production.
BMW says it intends to speed its rollout of new electric cars, vowing to bring battery-powered models to 50% of global sales by 2030. The company is underlining the point by unveiling a new all-electric model 3 months ahead of plan. Its CEO says electrification is proceeding at a higher speed, adding BMW would sell its millionth electrified vehicle this year and sell another million, he says, by 2025, and the company is working on a new all-electric framework for its range of electric cars coming later in the decade. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dick Hoyt has died. He inspired thousands of runners, fathers, and disabled athletes by pushing his son Rick in a wheelchair in dozens of Boston marathons and hundreds of other races. The two started running in 1980. Hoyt had to retire from the marathon because of health issues in 2014. Dick Hoyt was 80. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.